So this is Getting to Know You. My name is Matty. I'm from Durham.
I'm Kat. I'm from Cheshire.
I'm Ezaz from Pakistan.
And we've all come from different backgrounds, and today we're going to talk about culture. And we're going to get to know each other a bit more as we explore Sunderland. We're going to go across to the Empire Theatre, about a 20-minute walk from the St Peter's campus. And we're just going to discuss culture, how different it is over here compared to Pakistan, and even up in the northeast compared to Cheshire, where Kat is from. So we're just on our way now. So yeah, how different is culture here on a whole compared to Pakistan?
It's quite a lot of difference in the culture here in the UK and back there in Pakistan. The most important thing I notice in the culture is how the people meet you friendly, how they treat you in a very decent way. So yes, I have noticed it's a quite different culture here back in there in my home.
So what about culture here compared to like where you're from in Cheshire?
I come from sort of the countryside, so there's a lot less people around than up here. But people sort of, as you get further south, get less and less friendly in public. I'm still from the Midlands-ish, so people are still quite friendly, but less so than up here in the northeast, definitely.
Yeah, okay. So we're about 2 minutes away from the theatre now. So do you go to theatre as much?
I do quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So where was the last thing you seen in the theatre?
Last thing I saw in the theatre was I saw Equus at the Royal Exchange in Manchester.
Okay, is that good?
It was very, very good.
So what's that about then?
So there's this young boy who's obsessed with horses.
Okay.
And at one point he sort of goes a little bit mad and blinds a bunch of horses, and it's a deep dive into what led him to that, why he's like that, and dissecting that a bit. It's very good.
That sounds good. What about you, Ezaz?
We have there a culture center, but there is not much a diversity there back there in Pakistan. We have a specific culture center for a religious-based culture center or a drama. But we haven't much like that here in the UK.
You don't have many theatres?
Yes, we don't have much theatres in there in Pakistan.
So do you have plays in that, like art centres? Do you have... Yes.
We have a different culture center, like a drama or something, but that's quite a basics as compared to the UK.
Okay, so here we are outside the Empire Theatre. It's closed at the moment, so we can't go in. But what do you think of this, just looking at it from the outside?
It's really quite a massive and interesting. I haven't seen a thing like this in my life.
So, Kat, have you been here before?
I've not seen anything at the Empire. I'm not big on the sort of like Broadway musicals, which is mostly what the Empire puts on. So no, I haven't really come here to see anything, unfortunately. Okay. How about you? Have you seen anything here?
I've been across here a few times over the years. I'm just local. I'm only from Washington, but I live in Durham now, as I say. So I've been to Sunderland a few times to the theatre. It's a good theatre. They get Broadway, they get West End shows. It's nice. I mean, it's like one of the main things that brings people to Sunderland, this, because that's the shows they get, and it's a big part of the culture here. I think it holds a few thousand people, and it's been going for a long, long time. Since there's a pantomime coming up, I know that's a big thing for it, the pantomime every year.
It's been a long time since I've seen a pantomime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great. it's childish, yes, but it is. It's a great thing, the pantomime. You know, they still use the old jokes. Oh, the Rocky Horror's coming, actually. I've just noticed that. Big fan of that.
I have to go see that.
Oh, I'm a big fan of that. I imagine you have all seen the movie for that. Excellent. Shrek 2. So there you go. That's from the West End. That's in February. Familiar with Shrek?
No.
Oh, it's how would you describe it? It's a very popular...
It's an animated film series that's making fun of like other animated kids film series. Like so it's making fun of Disney and stuff. I don't know what the musical is about, if it's just the first film or what, but... It looks strange.
Actually, I've seen that before in the West End.
Oh. It's quite an amazing experience for me. I haven't seen such thing in my life. The posters and the way you talk about the Shrek. It's my first time seeing the poster of the Shrek on the theatre.
It's got quite a big space, hasn't it? Like all this. And you see it goes all the way up there. If you look, there's a little... What even is up there? It's like a model, isn't it? Like it goes really
it's
high
like,
up.
It's like a globe with a statue on it.
Yeah.
The bird?
Is that an actual bird or is that a statue? No, it's an actual bird.
It's an actual bird.
It's just a bird perched at the top. Yeah.
It was an actual bird at the top. That's cool.
It looked quite amazing.
See, I mean, the last thing I saw at the theatre, I'm trying to think. I think the last thing I saw at the theatre was School of Rock. The show School of Rock, that comes to the West End too. But I saw like an amateur production of it. I saw it at the Town Theatre, in Newcastle. And that was good fun. School of Rock's one of my favourite movies, by the way, so that was great fun. It's about this guy who comes off the street, and he's basically like nobody, but he like loves music, and he teaches these really posh school kids about music, right. But rock music, and he teaches them. And he's a fraud, but the kids really like get onto him, and they like him. And it's a really funny movie. It's like a really popular actor called Jack Black. I'd recommend that movie for sure.
As far as like media culture goes, as opposed to like here and in Pakistan, what's the media culture like in Pakistan? What are the like the movies from there like?
We have movies that actually the whole spectrum of media is state sponsored. There is okay. No independent voices, or if there is any, they're very limited quantity. So the basic thing there in with films and the drama industries, we are having state-sponsored dramas and state-sponsored films, which only shows what they want us to watch or to hear.
Wow, that seems quite limiting as sort of like a media creator.
It is.
So do you have much freedom with what you produce then if it's a very limited scale?
But okay. We haven't much freedom there, back there in the media spectrum.
Wow, that's interesting. Here we are at the back of the theatre, and I believe this is where the stage door is, where people wait for autographs and whatnot of the cast. Yeah, there's a big two doors saying fire exit kick clear. I imagine that's the stage door, or it might be a bit further along. That's usually where people wait for autographs and that of the cast and stuff like that. Because this theatre here, the Empire, at the pantomime, they always get like somebody from like TV. Okay. Usually like someone who being like a soap opera or something like that. They're quite big in this country. I didn't want to say pointless celebrities, but a lot of the time they get pointless celebrities.
We have a concept there in Pakistan about the celebrities. They seem to us as an alien. We can't touch
really?
Them.
Really?
Can access them easily. We can't access them easily. We can just look them on the screens, but we can't access them physically, or just like you were talking about the autographs or something like that. We don't have such a facility there.
Really?
Wow.
That's interesting, because obviously we have like a lot of celebrities in this country. A lot of them you can't get near. But some of them you can. Very interesting how different it is here compared to where you're from.
It's quite a new experience for me.
Yes.
Yes, I haven't seen the celebrities are offering themselves to be autographed. Yeah. It's quite a new experience for me. But the thing I love about the UK, there is a diversity. There is much diversity in shape of the culture or in the music or anything in the art. Or I hope I have much to see in the future.
Absolutely. So could you see yourself coming to the theatre? Do you think when have we sold it to you, coming to the theatre in Sunderland?
No.
No. You're not interested in that kind of thing. I was expecting you to see yes. Oh, fair enough. It doesn't please everyone.
It's
I mean,
not for everyone.
It really isn't.
The tickets are quite expensive here.
They can be, yeah.
Yeah, depends on the show. Depends on the time.
Yeah. Tip, if you do want to go to the theatre, the best time to go is the matinee performance, which is the afternoon. Usually cheaper tickets, it's usually 2 o'clock start. Because the 7 p.m, 8 p.m. ones, they're usually more expensive because families are there. But like during the day, a lot of people are at work or whatever. So if you get a chance, that matinee is the one you want to go to.
I hope so.
Absolutely. So this is like the rough layout of it. As you can see, it's three layers there.
It's an opera house or something like that. It seems something like that.
I think it might have been.
It's yeah. It will be used for operas at
it's
times.
Quite royalish.
It is.
They always
traditional.
Are very yeah. Built to look more extravagant than it actually is.
Yeah. Keeps its traditions, I think.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
Yeah. There's if you ever want to see some like. Proper royal looking architecture, go see like a big theater because they're always built to be this huge grand. Oh, the royals could be here even if they won't be.
I will probably be visiting this because we don't even have an opera house in the whole country there in Pakistan.
Really?
We
don't
have the opera house.
And the fact I've got one here in Sunderland is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm hopefully looking forward to seeing an opera house here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you're interested in opera?
Yes, I'm really interested.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure they do opera here, or they have done before.
I hope so.
But if not, you can go a little bit further across to Newcastle, yeah. They'll do it over there. Middlesbrough have a theatre. Durham have a theatre, I think, so there's a few.
I have a question.
Yes?
If they are just representing the culture of the British, or it's a cross culture?
Do they get foreign shows? I mean,
not in this theatre. In other theatres, definitely. I think if you go over to like Newcastle, there'll be a few theatres over there that will do a lot more, but I don't think this one does, no.
No, it's mostly British productions here, rather. But yeah.
It seems quite British.
Absolutely. It is very traditional. Yes. So this has been Getting to Know You. We've been to the Empire Theatre in Sunderland. I'm Matty.
I'm Kat.
I'm Ezaz.
Thank you. See you next time.